with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the UN has been unable to distribute food in Gaza because Hamas insists on commandeering the aid shipments. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cornyn says Hamas is insisting on being in charge of any food distribution in Gaza.
And then, of course, they will end up stealing it or diverting it for other purposes.
As for Israel being to blame for the humanitarian crisis,
Israel's the victim here.
A victim of the Hamas assault October 7th, and now a false narrative blaming Israel for the Hamas refusal to allow the distribution of food.
I hope that logjam of that food can get broken soon and get it delivered to the people who obviously need it.
Bob Agnew reporting.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down after its government funding was terminated. Quote, despite the extraordinary efforts of millions of Americans who called, wrote, and petitioned Congress to preserve federal funding for CPB, we now face the difficult reality of closing our operations. That, according to CPB President and CEO Patricia Harrison. Bloomberg reports that Donald Trump's name and others were redacted from Epstein documents, citing multiple people familiar with the matter.
Bloomberg reported that an FBI Freedom of Information Act team conducted a final review of volumes of documents related to late billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. The team was reportedly tasked with redacting the names of Mr. Trump and other prominent public figures. The final review occurred before the release of a Department of Justice FBI memo determining Epstein committed suicide and that further disclosure of files was not warranted.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. On Wall Street, a down day as the Dow dropped 542 points, the Nasdaq lower by 472, the S&P 500 declined 101. This is SRN News. Americans can't agree on the facts, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Actually, that's the one thing they do agree on, that they don't agree. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 80% of the general public now believes that Democrats and Republicans don't just disagree on policy and such, but on actual verifiable facts, like what defines a man or a woman. And 79% of GOP voters agree that they don't agree on the facts with Democrats, 83% of whom also feel the same way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A program's been established in Michigan to encourage motherhood at a time when U.S. birth rates are in sharp decline. The program helps pregnant women and new moms by giving them cash over the first year of their children's lives. RX Kids gives mothers of newborns up to $7,500 with no income requirements and no rules for how the money's spent. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stock market had its worst day since May after the government reported a slowdown in hiring and President Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on imports from a number of U.S. trading partners. The S&P 500 fell 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.2%. The NASDAQ Composite lost 2.2%. The weak hiring numbers led investors to step up their expectations for an interest rate cut in September and sent Treasury yields sharply lower in the bond market. The new set of tariffs are set to go into effect on August 7th. The Dow was down 542 points today to close at 43,588. The NASDAQ lost 472 to 20,650. The S&P 500 dropped 101 to 6,238. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.